First, there was football. Then, there was fantasy football.
Now, there's fantasy football Goon with Goon and Tooch.
Fantasy football Goon with Goon and Tooch. Fantasy football Goon with Goon and Tooch. Fantasy football Goon with Goon and Tooch. Fantasy football Goon with Goon and Tooch. Fantasy football Goon.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. Fantasy Football Goon is a part of the Bears Barroom Radio Network. I'm your host, Joe Mandel, the Goon, and this is your AFC West preview. Joining me as always is my co-host and good buddy, John Santucci. I like to call him Tooch. Tooch, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to talk AFC West Fantasy Football.
Yeah, man, heck of a division here. Lots of changes and a lot to talk about. And we'll quickly run through our format one more time. This is our last division preview. I can't believe we made it all the way through the league. We're quickly going to talk about blue chip players, which are going to be your fantasy studs, good bets, guys that are probably going to do pretty good for you, and sleepers, guys that are, you know, kind of under the radar but have a lot of potential to succeed. Then we'll talk about rookies to watch, defensive outlook, and strength of schedule. So with that said, John, let's talk a little bit about the Denver Broncos. Why don't you talk about their blue chip player?
Well, it's the guy that's, he's always, you know, right around 80, 90 catches, you know, hovers around 1,000 yards and, you know, half a dozen to 10 double-digit touchdowns. I'm talking about Demaryius Thomas. It's, you know, I mean, this is a team that's kind of undergone a lot of changes this offseason. So it's kind of a different Denver Broncos team than we're used to. Demaryius Thomas last year, 83 receptions, 949 yards, and 5 touchdowns. But, Joe, that was with a lot of consistent quarterbacking. So,
yeah, they had some stinkers at quarterback last year. And as a roller coaster of emotions, and to almost get to 1,000 yards, that's pretty impressive in itself. Obviously, they have a quarterback change. We'll talk about that in a few minutes after the next guy. But in the good bet section, the first guy we have here, John, is Emmanuel Sanders. And he's a guy that I argue could fit in the blue chip player section if he's fully healthy.
Yeah, he's a really good route runner. Last year, banged up a lot. You know, only appeared in 12 games. 47 catches, 555 yards, only found the end zone twice. He's got to improve on that, especially with the new quarterback throwing in the ball, Joe. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with you, and I think if he's healthy, he has a good year, because that takes us to our next guy we're going to talk about here, and that's Case Keenum coming over from the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, he got replaced by Kirk Cousins, so Case Keenum comes over to Denver. Last year with the Vikings, he had an incredible season, 3,547 yards passing, 22 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions, and then he had 160 yards rushing on the ground with 1 touchdown, so Case Keenum put together a great season there, and now he's going to solidify the quarterback position for the Broncos.
Yeah, and they had to do something, Joe. They just didn't have any quarterback who could, do anything for them last year. You know, they Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, and you know, signing Case Keenum was necessary for John Elway. This will help solidify the quarterback position. I think the offense is going to take a step up, Joe.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. I think so, too. I like what Case Keenum brings to the table. You know, he's not the flashiest quarterback in the world, but they don't need that. And I think both these wide receivers, and Sanders and Thomas, can really make Keenum even better. Because, he had Stephon Diggs and Thielen last year, who are great, great receivers. But Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, I think they might just be a step above those guys.
Yeah, he's got two good veteran wideouts. You know, what they have to do, though, Joe, they've got to solve their running game. They just, C.J. Anderson is gone now, and they need to find a guy who's going to carry the load. We'll talk about their crowded backfield. Who we think is going to emerge there in about just a minute or two.
Yeah, we have one more good bet to talk about here, John. It's a kicker that I end up with on my roster almost every single year, and that's Brandon McManus. Last year, 24 field goals, 3 of 6 from beyond 50. So he struggled a little bit at distance, but he's got that Denver air, and he's got a good leg. So if you can get him in your last round, I think Denver's going to get a lot of field goals this year.
Yeah, he had a bit of a down year, you know. I expect him to bounce back this year and improve on those numbers. You know, last year the offense struggled. This year I expect the offense to be a little bit better, and with that, McManus should move right along with that offense improvement.
Scooting on into the sleeper section here, John, and this is where we talked about some of these running backs and all that backfield. But the first guy in the sleeper section we got to talk about here is Devontae Booker. Last year, 299 yards rushing, one touchdown, 30 catches, 275 yards on the ground, and no receiving scores. So obviously Booker couldn't really get it going last year. Neither could really anyone else in that backfield. And, you know, we've talked about Booker as being a possible breakout star for a couple years now. Is this the year he finally does it, John?
You know, I'm not sure. He's listed as a starter, but for now, as you know, as the qualifier there, they drafted a really interesting rookie running back who we'll talk about in a second. It's a backfield that's in motion, so to speak. It's still evolving, let's just say, Joe. But for now, Devontae Booker is your starter. But we'll talk about the rookie. You know, you'll see where you and I are headed.
Yeah, and moving into our next set of sleepers here, there's a pair of tight ends here, John. And first one we got to talk about here is Jake Butt. Didn't play at all last year because of injury. He was at Michigan in 2016, where he had 46 catches, 546 yards, and four scores. And then we have another tight end here, John, as well, Jeff Huerman, who only had 9 catches and 142 yards and 2 scores last year, John. Between these two guys, who do you like better at tight end?
Well, it's hard to tell right now. I personally like Jake Butt. I think he's kind of, you know, it's like a Jason Witten, Jay Novacek type in that mold. So he's crafty, good tight end. Huerman, he's okay. Virgil Green is gone. They're trying to find a good tight end here now, so... Well, if I had to choose, I think Butt is one who's going to emerge from there and be, you know, he could have a kind of George Kittle effect on the Broncos.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also got to say, I think these are two tight ends you leave alone in the draft. These are guys that you're going to grab off of waivers if you absolutely need them, or if you're in a dynasty league or a really deep 14-man league. But besides that, I'd keep these guys undrafted right now.
Yeah, and then, of course, they also have another running back, young running back, D'Angelo Booker. He's in the mix. Didn't do much last year, although before the season the coaches are really high on him. But like I said, they drafted a rookie stud running back, and we'll talk about him in just a second.
Yeah, that's a good segue, John. It kind of takes us right into that young rookie running back and these rookies to watch section here. And we're talking about Royce Freeman coming over from Oregon last season, where he had 1,475 yards rushing, 14 touchdowns, only 14 receptions and 164 yards receiving. But he's got a lot of work done on the ground, and he's got a lot of room for potential to becoming a receiver in that backfield.
I think he's Oregon's all-time leading rusher, so they really used him in Oregon carrying the rock the year before. The year before that, he had like 2,000 yards rushing. This is why I think it's going to carry the load, Joe. He's just built this. So we'll see. I know that's why the story is out of Denver saying that it's Devontae Booker as a starter for now.
Yeah, I'm with you there, John. I think he's the guy to own, but you got to kind of keep an eye on that situation. So watch the preseason. But another young rookie to watch is a guy that I was really high on that I thought maybe the Bears would go ahead and draft a wide receiver. I'm talking about Courtland Sutton. Coming over from SMU last year, 68 catches, 1,085 yards, and 12 scores. This is a really tall, strong kid, John, and he could be a great number three receiver on your fantasy team, especially if Emmanuel Sanders or Demaryius Thomas goes down.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's big and strong and fast. I liked him coming out. He's a little raw. You know, he's not your refined route runner. You see with Anthony Miller and Calvin Ridley and DJ Moore. But, you know, Demaryius Thomas is getting older. This is the guy who eventually will replace Demaryius Thomas. So dynasty leagues, you know, you can look at Courtland Sutton as, you know, falling into that Demaryius Thomas role eventually.
Yeah, I think so too. So he's definitely a guy for in any keeper league or dynasty league. He's a guy you want to draft, and if you get him towards the tail end of your draft or the last, you know, 3-4 rounds, that's a really good place for him. You know, could surprise quite a few people. And then they also drafted another receiver, John, in Deshaun Hamilton from Penn State. Last year, 53 catches, 857 yards, and 9 scores. So this is an intriguing guy to kind of go along with the core three, but I think he only is going to have value if there's an injury.
You know, he's crafty, though. Watch out for him. 9 touchdowns last year at Penn State. You know, he's a lot like his former teammate, Chris Godwin, who's on the Buccaneers. He's sneaky fast, have a knack for getting open. Yeah, it's just a name to watch, but yeah, Cortland Sutton is a guy who could turn it up, especially if one of the top two goes down. This is a guy who could, you know, really produce.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely. And then obviously we know that the Denver Broncos still have a very good defense. They've got Von Miller in their core. Last year, 33 sacks, 10 interceptions, only 2 defensive scores last year. But again, they were on the field constantly. And then their special teams are just okay. Some of these young rookies might help improve that special teams unit, but definitely keep an eye on it. They're going to be a defense that's probably going to get drafted higher than their actual value. But again, you kind of have to wait and see with this team, so kind of watch how they come together. Either way, if you're getting Von Miller on your fantasy defense, you're doing pretty good. But they do have an easier schedule this year too, John.
25th hardest, so fairly easy schedule. Akeem Talib is home, but Chris Harris is still there. So, you know, still a good defense, Joe. They'll probably get drafted, but they'll make a good streaming defense if no one drafts them, for sure.
Absolutely. So we worked our way through the Broncos, and now we're moving our way into Kansas City. We're going to go visit the Chiefs. Tons of offseason changes here too, John. But they don't have a bigger blue-chip player, I don't think, than one of the top tight ends in the league in Travis Kelce. Last year, 83 catches, 1,038 yards, and 8 scores. Travis Kelce is an absolute beast, and I don't think anything's going to change about that.
Yeah, it's rare when a tight end goes over 1,000 yards, but Gronk and Kelce did it last year. And, you know, this Kansas City offense, it goes through the tight ends. You know, they really feature the tight end, so I expect his receptions total and yardage and touchdowns to stay, you know, in the ballpark of where they were last year. I think he's going to have another good season.
Yeah, he's a solid choice. He's probably a second-round pick, maybe towards the tail end of the first if you're in a 14-man. But the next guy here we got to talk about is Kareem Hunt. Kind of exploded onto the scene last year in his first start. You know, his first carry of the year, he's got a fumble, and then after that, he just lights out. 1,327 yards rushing on the ground, 8 touchdowns, 53 catches, and 455 yards receiving, with 3 touchdowns through the air as well. So if you're counting, that's 11 total touchdowns. A lot of that was coming towards the first half of the season. I know he slowed down a little bit towards the tail end, but still, Kareem Hunt's a guy you got to have on your team. Definitely a first-round pick.
Amazing rookie season. Yeah, he slowed down. As the season wore on, he was a rookie. Spencer Ware is back, though, Joe. May eat into some of his production. We'll see. Spencer Ware, a little bit of a bigger back. Kareem Hunt's little smaller than Spencer Ware. Spencer Ware may be vulturing some of those goal line carries, so we'll see. I love the next guy, though, Joe.
Yeah, you had him last year, and he was an absolute monster. He's an absolute speed demon, and we're talking about Tyreek Hill. You had him last year, John, for 75 receptions, 1,183 yards through the air, 7 touchdowns, and then 1 return touchdown. So again, he's got a lot of value regardless of what league you're in, but if you get extra points for return touchdowns or return yards, then Tyreek Hill is definitely a guy you need on your team. He's an absolute monster.
Home run speed. And you know why I like him this year, Joe?
Why is that?
The guy that's throwing to him has got a monster arm. You know, you can really see Tyreek Hill on the fly. Let Patrick Mahomes air it out. This might be some connection. This might be a connection you might see. You know, Mahomes deep to Hill.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, of course, Sammy Watkins is out there, too. He's, you know, deep threat, too, man. They got two deep receivers to go along with Mahomes' arm.
Yeah, it's a good segue, John, because we're moving into our good bets section. And topping off the good bets on the Chiefs, we do have Patrick Mahomes. Last year, he only played one game because Alex Smith was fantastic, but he's gone now. But last year, in the one game, he had 284 yards and one interception. But again, that's only one game. In Texas Tech, in his college years, 2 years ago, 5,052 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 285 rushing yards, and 12 rushing scores. So with the amount of touchdowns this kid was putting up, with not only his arm but also his legs, that makes him a dual threat and a guy that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's not a typo. Really, 5,000 yards and 41 touchdowns through the air, 12 touchdowns on the ground, Joe. Any fantasy quarterback that had that in the NFL would be top all-time scoring record.
Yeah, for sure.
That one. A good running game. These guys got a great tight end. Kansas City offense, man. We really have to keep an eye on the Kansas City offense, man.
He could be the biggest value pick of the draft if everything works out. But he's got a lot of weapons around him, John. You mentioned that Sammy Watkins came over from the Rams last year in limited action. I think only 15 games total. 39 receptions, 593 yards, and 8 scores. But again, you put him on this team with a gunslinger like Mahomes, and things could totally change there. And same goes here for Spencer Ware, too. I mean, he was injured last year, didn't play a single down during the regular season. But the year before, he had 921 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns, 33 catches, and 440 yards receiving for 2 scores. So if Spencer Ware is in the mix here, you have to pay attention to him. He's a good bye-week replacement. And then, like you said, if Kareem Hunt goes down, Spencer Ware is your guy.
Yeah, pretty good numbers in 2016. And he's big and he's fast. And catch the ball on the backfield. We saw him with that in 2016. This is a guy that why I think Kareem Hunt may regress a little bit because Spencer Ware is there. Of course, they've got Charkandrick West, who also come in on third down. He's a good receiving back, but he's a smaller guy. Shifty and fast. We only listed the top two running backs, although, any one of those goes down, of course, that Charkandrick West is going to, show up a little bit, get some more action. But, also their kicker wasn't too bad either, Joe.
No, he wasn't. And we're talking about Harrison Butker here, 38 field goals last year, and he hit 4 or 5 from beyond 50. So he was very good, and he was a guy that people weren't really expecting to have a great season. So if he can repeat that, get anywhere near those numbers, he's a guy that you can ride every week and not have to worry about picking up another kicker.
Yeah, with that offense, he could have a lot of chances, a lot of scoring chances, a lot of field goal chances. They're not afraid to use him from 50-plus, and he's really accurate. So this is a guy that he's a good bet. He's a guy that you see him sitting there, you're picking your kicker in the last round, and this guy's out there. He's on a good offense.
And there's a lot of sleepers on this team too, John, that are on a good offense. And we got Chris Conley last year at 31 receptions, 477 yards, and 4 scores. And we got a pair of other receivers as well that kind of had, a mixed bag in terms of fitting in this offense. Why don't you talk about the other sleepers on the squad?
Well, Chris Conley, probably the third wide receiver there with Hill and Watkins, and then the other two could figure in there, as fourth or fifth wide receivers. If they're going to run, some kind of Texas Tech air raid, a lot of wide receivers are going to get action. But I think Conley is the one who's going to emerge. He's a little bit banged up last year, but still had 4 touchdowns. So if he's healthy this year, he's a guy that could also figure into that mix with Hill and Watkins.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny enough, John, we've been talking about rookies to watch in this whole thing, but I don't think there's any rookies to watch on this team.
Yeah, there's no rookies of note for offense, for fantasy. So, but they still have a good defense, Joe. Okay. 31 sacks, 16 interceptions. They have a good special teams. Of course, Tyreek Hill's returning kicks. It's a really good special teams. Their strength of schedule is pretty easy. 19th hardest schedule, so a fairly easy schedule.
Yeah, that's another reason to draft Kansas City Chiefs. They have a fairly easy schedule, so hopefully they have a nice fantasy year as well. And I know there's a Bears barroom note we wanted to mention here too, John. Former Bear fan favorite, wide receiver Daniel Braverman. He's working to make this Chiefs squad, so best of luck to him and probably what would be a special teams role, but hopefully he can make it. And we're done with the Chiefs now. We're moving into Los Angeles to visit the Chargers. So they've got a couple blue chip players here, John, and the first guy is one of your favorite running backs, and you usually try to get him on your squad, and that's Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, I really like Melvin Gordon, and you know, again, there's nobody to challenge him. He's the guy. You know, 1,105 yards, 8 touchdowns, 58 catches, 476 yards, and 4 receiving scores. So another good season for Melvin Gordon, and like I said, you know, nobody to challenge him.
Yeah, no one to challenge him, and that's what you love in fantasy. So absolute first-round pick. Put it in the book. Another wide receiver who's been an absolute monster, came back last year healthy and probably, in my book, one of the comeback players of the year. I'm talking about Keenan Allen. Last year, over 100 catches, 102 receptions on the season, 1,393 yards and 6 scores. I think that touchdown count goes up this year, John, and I think with this team finally putting things together, I'm going to see a huge, huge season out of Keenan Allen.
Oh, man, this is an offense I'm really high on this year. They have 3 really good wide receivers, actually 4. If you have the 4th wide receiver in, he's pretty good, too. They're a little weak at tight end after Hunter Henry went down, but, you know, they still have a good quarterback driving the car in that offense, Joe.
Yeah, that's a great segue into Phillip Rivers. I mean, he's been very solid over the last 5-6 years. Fantasy explosion of points, 4,515 yards passing last year, 28 scores and 10 interceptions. So obviously you know what you're getting with Phillip Rivers. If you get him, you know, to the mid round of your draft, you're getting a solid quarterback, and you can't really go wrong with that.
You know, Phillip Rivers is one of my favorite late round picks, Joe.
Always.
And I love his weapons this year, too, man. Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen. He's got 2 wide receivers named Williams. So, first is Tyrell Williams, 43 catches, 728 yards, 4 touchdowns. He only played in 8 games since he was injured. I think he had a shoulder. The other guy is Mike Williams. We'll talk about him just a little bit, Joe.
Yeah, John, and let's talk a little bit about Caleb Sturgis. Last year on the Eagles, gets injured and gets replaced by Jake Elliott. But Caleb Sturgis is here now in L.A. And, you know, from last year in one game, he was 3 of 3 and he hit a 50-yarder. The year before that, his 35 field goals, 4 of 6 from beyond 50. So Caleb Sturgis is a really good kicker, John, and I think he's going to get a lot of points in L.A.
Yeah, he's on a good offense, another guy. I mean, this is why, you know, kicker this year I don't think is that important. You know, I mean, people are going to be going for Gostkowski and Greg the Leg, and, you know, all those other guys. But, man, you can wait, you know. It's like you can find good kickers in the last round. Yeah, let's talk about Mike Williams. This is a guy, we'll come back to sleepers, talk about our second-year player. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who was injured a lot last year, didn't get a lot of, you know, playing time. He missed most of the beginning of the season. Since he appeared in 11 games, only had 11 catches, 95 yards, no scores. But at Clemson 2016, you know, 98 catches, 1,361 yards, 11 touchdowns. He's an absolute beast. Keenan Allen on one side, Tyrell Williams pretty good, but I think Mike Williams chance to pass up Tyrell Williams. They're both good, but, you know, Mike Williams wasn't a first-round draft pick for nothing, you know?
No, he was not, and I think this is the year he finally breaks out. So I love him as a mid to late round pick. I think if you can get him in the middle rounds, maybe like 8 or 9, I think you're doing pretty good. And, you know, you just have to wait and see with him. But I think if he can get that chemistry with Phillip Rivers going, then I think it's going to be a good year. But let's scoot back into the sleeper section here, John. Earlier in the offseason, they lost Hunter Henry, the tight end, out to the season. I believe he tore his ACL. So in comes Virgil Green last year with the Broncos, 14 catches, only 191 yards and 1 score. But we all know how Phillip Rivers loves the tight end. And I think that we're going to see some fantasy points out of Virgil Green this year.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's a huge loss losing Hunter Henry. Virgil Green is the man right now. You wonder if they
have Antonio Gates on speed dial, Joe?
Yeah, John, I think they do. Antonio Gates is still a free agent, and with Virgil Greene kind of having a not-so-great camp at the moment, I would not be surprised to see Antonio Gates come in and possibly be another fantasy bye week fill-in. He's been dominant for his whole career, so why not one more year?
Yeah, I think you could see, you know, the Chargers, you know, waiting and cut down, see who gets cut, and maybe, you know, maybe thinking about a trade if it's even bad. But you got to think they have Antonio Gates on speed dial. He's an older player now, but I'm sure he could still get open in the red zone, man.
Yeah, and then they also have another sleeper wide receiver. He's a guy that every year gets picked up by at least, you know, a handful of teams in a league. They kind of bounces from team to team, and I'm talking about Travis Benjamin. And when I say bounce team to team, I'm talking about fantasy teams in your league. Travis Benjamin last year, 34 catches, 567 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Also a punt return touchdown, so extra value in special teams leagues. But Travis Benjamin always finds a way onto somebody's roster, and he's one injury away from being a wide receiver 3.
Yeah, he's always there, Joe. He's can always come up with a good game. He seems to have like 3 or 4 good games and disappears. But I'm the 4th wide receiver on this squad. You know, probably not draftable, but someone to watch as a sleeper.
Yep, he's still the guy you get off waivers, so keep an eye on him for that. And then, John, why don't you talk about Austin Eckler?
Well, this is a guy who kind of, you know, showed a little bit last year. He's third down back, smaller kid. Melvin Gordon is still the big dog. If Melvin Gordon gets injured, you'd see this kid, and, you know, he'd get a little bit more action. He's dynamic, but, yeah, just a deep sleeper, you know. Undraftable.
Yeah, definitely undraftable. He's a guy you watch on waivers.
5 touchdowns, though, you know. 5 touchdowns. But I mean, limited action, but 5 touchdowns, not bad. You know, he's kind of like their James White.
Exactly. That's exactly what he is. More of a bye week fill-in or a guy you get off of waivers. So just kind of keep him undrafted for now. But one thing, John, last year is the Chargers defense took a big step forward. They're very good. The addition of Joey Bosa was a huge boost for this team. Last year, 43 sacks, 18 interceptions, and 2 touchdowns. They also have a very good special teams. They had 1 special team score last year. So you got to love this defense, and you got to love their schedule. They have the 24th hardest schedule in the league, so that's fairly easy. And that puts the Chargers in a good place going forward.
Man, I love this defense. I loved them last year. You know, I picked this team. Remember you and I were talking last year before the season. I picked this team to win the division. You know, they lost a bunch of games by, you know, 3 points or less. They were so close. That they didn't recover, you know. They almost recovered. Here's why I love this defense. I mean, look at the numbers. 43 sacks, 18 interceptions, 2 defensive scores. They have a good offense, Joe. So if this offense is forcing other teams to play from behind, the other teams have to pass. Guys like Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, these guys pin their ears back and really go after the other team's quarterback. You know, just play pass rush.
Yeah.
You know, and really cause turnovers. I like this defense. I think this is, you can get this defense late and really get some points. You know, this could be like a Saxonville light.
Yes, it could. So definitely a team to keep an eye on, and they're a team that you want on your fantasy squad. These guys are going to have a great year, and I know you and I both really like the Chargers this year, so watch out for them. And then, John, we got one more team to talk about in our division previews here, and they're the Oakland Raiders. Huge offseason changes. John Gruden coming out of the broadcast booth, going to be the head coach for Oakland, actually coaching his first preseason game with them tonight. But they have a blue chip player, John. He had a down year last year, but he's a very talented guy. And I'm talking about Amari Cooper. Last year, only 48 catches, 680 yards, and 7 scores. Granted, he only played in 14 games, but Amari Cooper has way more talent than that, and I think he's going to rebound this year.
Yeah, he was banged up, Joe. Anybody could see that. You know, and they struggled on offense, you know, and they just weren't that good of a team last year. I'm not sure
I'm not sure John Gruden makes them any better, but Omar, I'm kind of staying away from this team. There's a couple guys I like here and there, but I think this is a team that's going to finish last in this division. I think they're not going to have that great of an offense. What do you think, Joe? I mean, what do you think of the Raiders' offense?
You know, I really don't know yet, John. I think it's a little too early. I think 2 years ago they were fantastic, and last year they couldn't put the pieces together. But I think now that Derek Carr is healthy, you have Doug Martin coming over from the Bucs, and you have Marshawn Lynch, who you don't exactly know what you're going to get out of him. But you have Jordy Nelson, you have Martavis Bryant. I mean, you have a lot of offensive pieces here that if the chemistry turns out the right way, these guys could be really good. So I'm not giving hope on them yet, but I'm going to go back and talk about Derek Carr for a second, John. Last year, he was banged up. He had a back injury. But even with all that, he had 3,496 yards passing, 22 touchdowns, but he did have 13 interceptions. So for a guy that was banged up, I mean, those are pretty darn good numbers. And for a guy that you can get probably in the middle rounds of your draft, I mean, he's going to be a pretty good value.
Yeah, I think he's a backup, you know, most leagues. Second quarterback. You never know, though. I mean, you know, John Gruden could come in and just get this team going. But to me, these are a lot of, like, older players that, you know, we don't know if they have much left. I'm talking about, like, Marshawn Lynch, Jordy Nelson, and Doug Martin, and, you know, Jared Cook. You know, these are kind of older players, maybe on their, you know, downside. But we'll see. You know, the guys who've done it in the past, you know, this isn't offense I'm very cautious about, you know, choosing anybody out. There's one guy I really like. I'll talk about him in a little bit. But Marshawn Lynch last year, 891 yards, 7 touchdowns. Yeah, he's okay. Doug Martin, of course, you know, we don't know who's going to be the lead dog there. You know, is it Martin? Is it Lynch? Doug Martin had 406 yards, 3 touchdowns, 9 receptions, 84 yards, and a touchdown through the air. Only 11 games with the Bucs as he was suspended the first 4 games of the season. And,
yep.
You know, but also in the coach's doghouse for the first game back, I think. And, you know, you never know. He's a good player. He's all right. And Marshawn Lynch is slowing down as he's, you know, aging. I like the tight end, though. I had to go back and look. He actually had a fairly good season. What do you think of Jared Cook, Joe?
John, I've always been a fan of Jared Cook, and I think he's in a good situation now with all this talent around him. He did have 54 catches last year for 688 yards, but only 2 touchdowns. He's a big athletic target, and I think he's going to have a better year with the addition of Jordy Nelson on the squad. Jordy's another guy here that falls under the good bets section. He was injured last year, but he only had 53 catches, 482 yards, and 6 touchdowns with the Packers. So you got to keep that in mind, but I think he's going to be a weapon that they're going to use a lot, John.
Well, you know, Jordy Nelson, you know, Aaron Rodgers only played 7 games last year, so, you know, he struggled through some, you know, subpar quarterbacking, you know, backup quarterbacks in Green Bay, but, you know, Jordy Nelson's still an okay red zone threat. He had 6 touchdowns. Yeah, this is why Jared Cook could be a little bit better. You know, he's a decent red zone target. You know, Michael Crabtree seemed to eat up all those red zone targets, though, you know. And, of course, in addition to Jordy, they have Martavis Bryant, who last we heard is not, you know, not doing so well in camp as he struggles with the playbook.
Yeah, they may trade him or even cut him, John. So I think they'll probably trade him before they cut him, but that's a very interesting story to keep an eye on. If Martavis Bryant can't pick up this playbook, you know, just kind of adds to his off-the-field stuff and in his ability not to learn the playbook. So I'm just interested to see how this all plays out. I mean, obviously he's a great receiver, but if you can't pick up the playbook, you can't start him in fantasy.
Yeah, you know, so much promise, just, you know, can't get it together.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of sleepers on this team too, John. We'll start off with Ryan Switzer here last year for the Cowboys. Only 6 catches for 41 yards. Didn't score a touchdown. But in college the year before at UNC, he had 96 catches, 1,112 yards, and 6 scores, plus 7 career return touchdowns. So you know, Ryan Switzer is a guy that you have to imagine they get involved in this offense.
Yeah, I caught passes from Mitch Trubisky, current Bears quarterback. So Ryan Switzer is having a dynamite camp. He's like their little Anthony Miller, kind of uncoverable guy. So this is the guy I'm talking about that I like. He's a slot receiver, like Julian Edelman type, Wes Welker, little fast guys with great cutting and turning ability and, start stop. Able to get shake loose and get open and create separation now in the underneath passing game. So this is a guy I got my eye on as like a very late round pick that could surprise. Don't know if I'll have a chance to draft him or people will have a chance to draft him, but I couldn't even find him when I was doing a mock draft today. I was like, where the hell is Ryan Switzer? I wanted to, like 15th round draft pick and just sell my last fifth, sixth wide receiver. Oh, I couldn't even find him, Joe. So I don't know where he was. Maybe someone took him. I don't know. I was using the phone app, so I couldn't search names.
Yeah.
But I was just practicing for our Bears Barroom League.
Yeah, that's coming up soon. And, we got another wide receiver here that, he's on that sleeper list, and we're talking about Seth Roberts. Only 43 catches for 455 yards and one touchdown last season. So I think he's a guy you kind of wait and see on. I'd much rather draft Switzer. I think Switzer's doing so well that he's making Martavis Bryant expendable. So I think that's why you're going to see either Martavis Bryant get traded or potentially even cut. So, watch out for Ryan Switzer. I agree with you, John. I think he's going to be a big star this year. Another third down back, John. Well, they've got a couple of them, actually. They've got DeAndre Washington and they've got Jalen Richard. Hard to pick between these two guys, John. I mean, Jalen Richard last year, 275 yards, one score, 27 catches, and 256 yards receiving with one score through the air. And DeAndre Washington, 153 yards rushing on the ground, two touchdowns, but he did have 34 catches for 197 yards and one score. So these two guys, it's hard to pick between the two of them. I tend to gravitate towards Washington just because he has more receptions. But again, these are two guys that you're going to grab off of waivers.
Yeah, this is a messy backfield again, Joe. I'm probably going to stay away from it. The only guy that kind of interests me is Marshawn Lynch, just on past performance. I think he'll get the majority of the action. But if he starts to falter, Doug Martin is sitting there. He's been pretty decent. Then you have these two other guys who aren't terrible, but there's four guys looking to carry the rock there, and that's starting to look like a New Orleans backfield, Joe.
Yeah, it's a fantasy backfield. You try to avoid if you can. I don't really love Lynch or Martin, but I will say I think I like Martin just a little bit better. I just think he's going to be able to get more open. He's got more speed, and there's no guarantee that Marshawn stays on this team. And I know he's had some issues with management and all that and potentially, would leave. But I think he's going to stay, but I think Doug Martin's going to outperform him. And then the last sleeper pick here is their kicker. They got Mike Nugent. He filled in late for the Bears last year. He hit four of four field goals and one beyond 50. So if you're in your last round and he's there, you can do a whole lot worse. But John, why don't you talk about the rookie to watch on the Raiders?
Yeah, it's another kicker. I mean, this is why we don't know who's going to really come out of this race, whether it's Nugent or the rookie's name is Eddie Pinero, who was at Florida last year. Career 38 out of 43 field goals. Maybe the kid isn't doing that well, and that's why they signed Nugent recently. I think he was signed this week. I don't know. We'll probably the last cut down. We'll find out who the kicker is on the Raiders, but not super important.
Yeah, avoid the kickers unless you know what's going on for your draft. But they do have an improving okay defense, John. Last year, 31 sacks, 5 interceptions, and 1 touchdown, and just decent special teams. It is worth noting, though, that they're having issues with Khalil Mack, and there's some rumblings about them possibly trading him before the season.
Whew, I don't know. I hope not. I mean, they'd be dumb if they did that. I mean, they're talking about one of the best, if not the best, pass rusher in the league. Yeah, it'd be great to see him on the Bears, but I don't think it would. I don't think they're going to trade him. We'll see. One thing that Gruden has going for him, Joe, is this, the 29th hardest schedule. So they have a really easy schedule this year for the Raiders. I got a feeling they're still not going to be that good, man. I think this is like a 4-win team. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
We'll see, John. I think I put them closer to like the 7, maybe 8 game win streak, or not win streak, win range. So keep an eye on them for that. And I quickly looked up, John, the what's going on with Khalil Mack. He's still not talking to the team. So he wants a bigger deal. And if they can't get it worked out, he's either not going to play or he's going to get traded. So that's definitely a situation to keep an eye on. The fantasy relevance of the Oakland Raiders defense depends on it.
Well, like I said, Joe, maybe a 4-win team.
Yeah, if he doesn't play, I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we're seeing here in Chicago with the Roquan Smith holdout. Nobody's talking to each other anymore. So, you know, not good news on either team for Bears or Raiders. Yeah, well, we finished up the AFC West, Joe, and that's the end of our season previews, our divisional previews.
Yeah.
And we're moving on to our fantasy questions and strategies show next week with Bears Barroom personality Danny Shimon. I'm really looking forward to that. I got some great questions. Hope Barflies tune into that one.
Yeah, we're going to get you guys ready for your draft. We're going to answer all your questions, and we're going to make sure you're prepared for every possible scenario that comes up during your draft. But we did get through all the division previews, John. We thank everyone for tuning in to all of these. So just make sure you follow us, Fantasy Football Goon, on Twitter, at FFB Goon. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and YouTube. And then for those of you that are having draft parties, we'll be hosting our Fantasy Football Goon draft parties at Vintage Bar in Chicago. It's in the Little Italy neighborhood, which is at 1449 West Taylor Street, Chicago, Illinois. And then call 312-526-3627, extension 2, and get your draft party booked. There's a great deal going on, $45 for 3 hours of unlimited domestic drafts and wings. And then we'll give you a draft board and stickers and all the good stuff you need to draft. So get that booked, and we'll be there, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, and Joe and I are planning a final preseason fantasy news and updates show before the season starts. So you'll want to tune in and hear that one as we update all the injuries and player movement and who's doing good, who's not showing up anymore. That should be a good show, and all sorts of fantasy news with that one. Looking forward to that one too, Joe.
Yeah, we'll update you on everything that's happened, and I'm sure by then there'll be some preseason injuries as well. So tune into our draft strategy episode next week, and then towards the tail end of next week, most likely, you can tune into our preseason wrap-up show. So thanks again for tuning into the Fantasy Football Goon podcast. Tooch, thanks again for joining me as always. Where can people follow you on Twitter?
Well, you can follow me at Santucci_John, and always a pleasure to talk fantasy football on Fantasy Football Goon.
Yeah, buddy. And then make sure you follow our buddies over at Bears Barroom. And for all you guys still listening, God bless America, God bless football, and let's kick some ass. See you next time.